appreciate the opportunity to preach this morning. I wish it was under better circumstances, but I definitely want to pray for our pastor. May he get well. And may I not break this thing here. I may have already broke it. We're on. All right. I appreciate the opportunity again. I wish I was as excited as Carter when he got it just right up. Hey, can you go ahead and read? Oh, yeah, he's ready to go. So that's good. Thank you, buddy. Makes it all worthwhile. And yes, he'll do it again. Amen. God's taken care of me for many years. I failed him many times. But he's never failed me. Now, that's something to shout about. Amen. You want to shout? Think about where you were and where you are now. Amen. Think about how many times he should have killed you. Took you on home for being disobedient. Knowing better. Not falling into it by mistake, but knowing better. Shame on us this morning. Just for a little while, I'll tell you what, chapter 8 of Romans, and listen, my time's up. Sam's already given me 10 minutes. He said, I hope you studied all through Sunday school. I hope you're sleeping and not studying. So 10 minutes, I'm down to 9 now, Sam. It says, for there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. Pretty pointed. But to the spiritually minded is life and peace. What a contrast. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Cannot. But ye that are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Brother Sam, why don't you open us up? Just for a little while, I'd like to preach on there's a choice to be made. And are you in Christ this morning? The Bible said there is therefore now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I'm glad to be a part of them this morning, amen. There was a time and a point in my life that I was not a part of them. I was in the condemnation. I was going straight to a devil's hell, amen. I'd not made it right with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what, I was going straight to hell this morning. If you're here this morning and you're not saved by the grace of God, hell awaits you this morning. And there's a choice to be made before you walk out those doors this morning. You know, we're not promised to be back tonight. We're not promised that. We're not promised tomorrow. I'll tell you what, the Bible teaches that today is the day of salvation. Boy, there's got to be a choice that you must make today. And if you're lost today and you walk out of those doors lost, you've made the choice, amen. God didn't make it for you. There's no condemnation, I'm glad, to them which are in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ Jesus today and glad of it. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'll tell you what, you can be saved today and get out of step with God and get carnally minded, I'll have to tell you this morning. For the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What a great passage there, and a covenant of grace. Pardon, if you please. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. Thank God for sending His Son. You know, a holy God demanded a sacrifice, and He realized that the law was weak. So He sent His only Son. It's no more by the blood of bulls and goats, but by the very blood of His Son. Amen. And I'll tell you what, the perfect sacrifice, and we better be glad of it. I'm going to tell you what, today, law could not do some things. It was weak. But Jesus Christ fulfilled that right there. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. You know, He come and fulfilled the law, amen. In us, it says, not by us. May I remind you this morning that your righteousness is but filthy rags this morning. I'll tell you what, I've worked with some folks. I've been around some folks that thought they were the catch me out, that thought they were equal with God, that thought that their very life would equal. And I'll tell you what, it's not by us. It's in Him, and His name is Jesus Christ, fulfilling. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. I'm going to tell you what, that's a question this morning. Think on this question. What are we minding most today? Boy, it slapped me in the face. What are we minding the most? You know, it says, after the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. I'm going to tell you what, number six says, for to be carnally minded. Carnally is relating to or given to carnal bodily pleasures and appetites. How's your appetite this morning? How's your appetite? Choose the consequences, and the choices we make will matter. You know what? I read the thing and wrote it down. It says, the man is as the mind is. Think on that right there. The man is as the mind is. Which way do the thoughts move with most pleasure? On what do they dwell with the most satisfaction? We're talking about the flesh this morning. What do you think on the most this morning? Oh, I know it's Sunday and we like to put on our best dress and our best suit, amen, and our best clothes. And we like the world and we like our brothers and sisters in Christ to think that we've got it going on. But what about when you walk out these doors? Do you think more about the Spirit or the flesh and be carnally minded? If I could ask you one question and to be real, I was real with myself while I was back there, Sam. May I tell you that most of all I was saying, forgive me, Lord, for being carnally minded. I realize I'm saved, but you know the flesh is weak, amen. Now I realize that some of you, boy, I tell you what, you've got it going on. All you think about is God and the Spirit, and I tell you what, this lost condition of the world, and boy, you never think about work and gain and gaining some things and finding a husband or finding a wife, amen. Oh, yeah. But it tears me up. I'll tell you what, God reminds us in His Word, there is a choice and there is a difference between carnally minded and spiritually minded, amen. I'll tell you what, this lady right here saying it's going to be fine, but then she said you ought to be instant, in season and out of season. That was good, sis. I'll tell you what, when God calls on you, when there's a time to be upright and in front of God, amen, we ought to be ready, amen. You live in the Spirit of God more than you do that old carnal world out there. You'll be ready, amen, when it's called upon you, amen. Thank God for being so good to us. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Do you know enmity is hostility? Mad at God, I tell you what. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Amen. May I remind us, when we get off kilter, off step with God, and we start to walk in that carnal way, we cannot please God that way. The only way that we can please God is be in the Spirit of God and walk in His statutes. Amen. We better be realizing that God's watching, amen. And we are to be watching ourselves and not be so carnally minded. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. The choice this morning, has to be made. I'll tell you what, it's a vast difference between spiritually minded and walking in the Spirit and carnally minded and walking in the ways of the world. I thank God for being so good to us. God bless you, and we got someone coming in. Let's all stand. Brother Eddie, why don't you dismiss us?